Jack, if you would, first of all, just tell me your name and position with the organization.
Sure. I'm Jack Ward. I'm the Director of Breed Improvement and the Chief Operations Officer here at the American Hereford Association.
Well, today you're announcing some study results for a heterosis study. And before we kind of get into the details of that for people who aren't familiar, and I know I really wasn't until this morning, can you explain heterosis and then we'll get into how that applies to this research project?
Sure. It's a heterosis, obviously, something that's been around since the beginning of time. And basically, it's just mating two purebred parents together to try and increase some value, some growth, different traits within that mating. The thing that I think people misunderstand is that they think that whenever you do that mating, that automatically that calf being born is going to be so much superior than either of its parents. And so what you need to think about is that heterosis is better than the average of those two purebred parents. And obviously, it's some small accumulative effects that calf brings to the table that increases its value.
So in this study, where you're comparing basically Hereford bulls to Angus bulls, both bred to Angus-based cows, tell me what it is you're trying to accomplish. What's the goal here?
Well, we wanted to look at it through all phases of production. Obviously, we want to know how they perform at weaning time. As you've seen through the data we had that, we looked at how those cattle performed at growing in the feed yard, their performance, and then obviously their harvest information. But even more importantly, I realize that fertility, cow production, longevity is something that really drives profit in for commercial cattlemen, and so we want to be able to track these females' performance over the next few years as well. So all stages of production here. We're very delighted with the information that you've seen this morning and how the cattle performed through the first year in harvest. We're very excited about getting started on the next phase at looking at some of the things on down the road with cow production.
So a quick overview of the project itself. I know this is trying to put it into a real world commercial type setting, like you said. How are you doing that exactly?
Well, obviously, you heard Craig make the presentation this morning, and here at the HA, we approached Harris Ranch, the folks at Harris Ranch, and more specifically Mark and John Lacey, about setting this project up together. We wanted to make it as real world as possible. We wanted to put a value on the bulls that would make them readily available for anyone in the Harris Ranch Cooperator Circle to go out and be able to purchase these bulls, or the Hereford bulls comparable to Angus bulls. They were basically the same age. They were turned out together, staggered out, and basically they run exactly through the same system that John and Mark would run their cattle through every year.
So kind of an overview of the results then for the end of the first year.
Sure. You know, as I said, we're very excited about the first year data. And obviously, we want to continue to reiterate that this is 1 year data. There's some things in there that could change. We don't suspect it will. We maybe see that there's improvement that could be made in some areas for the Hereford sired calves. But the bottom line was through production and harvest time, there's about a $77 head advantage to the Hereford sired calves today.
That sounds pretty positive.
Oh, it's excellent. You know, it's very, very positive. And as we reported, you know, it is 1 year data. It's not a tremendous number of cattle. As we talked about, we did DNA on all the calves that were sired, and we only took those calves that we knew exactly what their sires were into the project. So the numbers are somewhat limited, but it is something that begins to make you scratch your head and perk your ears up a little bit. So, yeah, we're very excited about it.
So how are you going to use this data then? Well, how is it going to fit into your program?
Well, obviously, at the beginning, we talked about how we realize some of the advantages we think here at the Hereford Association that Hereford cattle have in a commercial setting. We can stand and preach all we want to, but we felt like it was important to go out and prove some of these things. And so we have 1 year's worth of data. We can kind of promote it. Obviously, we brought you folks in to share some of this information with, and we hope to get that out. That coffee shop talk is going to be very important, I think.
So for producers especially that would like to get more detail, is there information that they can get if they call the office here?
Sure. Yeah, they can call any of us here at the HA. We have the reports put together. Dave Daly was our project cooperator from Chico State. He put the data together. This data was not done. There was no evaluation done through the HA. It was strictly a third-party entity that put it all together. We even had some outside entities look at the financial part of it. Yeah, we have those reports here at the HA. You can contact me, Craig Huffines, Dave Melhoff, anyone here at the HA, and they'll provide that with you for you.
Well, thank you very much, Jack Ward with the American Hereford Association, talking about some new research on a heterosis advantage, and that's what I understand the data from the first year has shown. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.